I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Recording.
Okay, that was a bit of a hassle. We had some technical difficulties.
Yeah, and you had some, like, stress difficulties there.
Didn't you like that part?
Yeah, but they can't see that, mate. That's...
No, but I'm telling you.
What, when you put your balls between your legs and pretended to be a woman?
That was yesterday. No, I sorted it technically. I like that.
Well, you didn't. You stressed. You shouted. You got angry. This cost 28,000 kroner.
No, it didn't. What are you pointing at me?
So, we are now at final time. We had semi time.
Yeah.
Let's just review those semis.
2-0, 2-0. No one went to extra time and no penalties.
Has this tournament lived up to... It's not been that great, has it?
No, but what is great? That you have a lot of great games, or the quality, general quality is good, or the best teams come to the semifinals, or a lot of spring of surprises. What is a good tournament?
I think when teams kind of... It's really slowed down because you get into the knockout phase, you know. But they were talking like Germany, France was the best game of the tournament.
Well, it was supposed to be in the first half was. I think first half was really entertaining. France started in ferocious, you know, attack tempo for the first 10 minutes, perhaps.
Yeah.
And then I think 25 minutes after that, or 30 minutes after that, Germany got into a game more and more. France got really deep. But good game, though. I mean, good game of football.
Penalty?
I think he doesn't give the ref any choice. I think it's clumsy. And it's stupid.
I thought it was very harsh.
It's harsh, but where is he going? He can't go like that with the hand. I mean, same thing with Boateng the first round. I mean,
it wasn't as blatant, though.
No, it wasn't. Boateng was stupid, but he still goes in behind him. He's behind Kante. He's behind the player, not even close. And then he stretches out his arm like Superman. If the ball hits his arm now, it's going to be a penalty, and that's the rule. So why even use your arms that way? So, I mean, it's harsh because it didn't affect the game that much, you know. It didn't stop a goal-scoring opportunity. But, you know, the rule is ambiguous at best, but I think that is too much close to the rule. I mean, it's just too close. It's harsh. If you don't change the rule for penalty, like it should be an indirect free kick instead of a penalty, I think they should have that instead. If you don't stop a clear handball, that's a penalty. Otherwise, it should be indirect free kick. That's a good idea instead.
And then Griezmann steps up. He's turned out to be a top player.
Yeah, he's had a top
probably
year.
Player of the tournament.
Oh, he is player of the tournament. Now you have to... I mean, he's leading the goal-scoring charts with double...
Charts?
So what do you say?
All right, Grandad.
Well, yeah, it's the charts.
You've heard the pop charts.
Well, you say goal-scoring charts.
The ladder. You don't say
the goal-scoring ladder.
Yeah, you don't say the goal-scoring charts. At number four is Harry Kane.
I'll say goal-scoring charts.
At number three is Aguero. Aguero. Fuck you, Aguero.
What?
I don't know. It was
what
just,
the fuck's
it was just
going
different,
on?
Different.
Aguero?
Yeah, I know, but it was the charts. I was doing different goal scoring chance.
Yeah, but you should have done
just
European.
Just go with it.
You should have done European.
We yeah, but Aguero was Euros. Funny. Aguero was funny.
Why is Aguero? Is like somebody like Betancur more funny?
I just enjoyed it.
Well, I didn't.
Do you know what? I come out of the house and I just enjoy myself sometimes, and you ruin it for me. You're the person
masturbating naked on the beach is not enjoying yourself out of the house.
Wow. Well, it clearly would be for you. It sounds like a great cracking day out.
Actually, it sounds free. Very free. You're in the cliff.
So, Griezmann, do you think he'll stay at Atletico? Think he'll go anywhere else?
No, I think he's gonna stay.
Yeah,
I think.
You think someone like Barca or Real Madrid might come in for?
Oh, definitely, for sure. I mean, he had a great year at Atletico Madrid. He was already linked to a host of big clubs, and then he continues in big games like this, scoring. And he doesn't seem to, you know, he's had a long season with Atletico, with a lot of intense, a lot of games. Went long in the cups.
A lot of pressure and, as well. Home.
Yeah,
home,
yeah, definitely. You know. I mean, he's surely delivered, for sure. I mean, Payet before that. Thought France was France's best player, but I just think Griezmann 2 goals again. I mean, one was a penalty, but then he just scored important goals now in knockout stage. 6 goals in the tournament.
You think he plays Kante in the final?
Ooh, I think he might stick with this formula. I think he's going to stick with Pogba in the middle. Sissoko is better for the balance.
Looks
in that
good,
team.
Sissoko.
Yeah, I mean, he's a decent player. Isn't
and he? Ooh, Umtiti.
Umtiti has just come in and taken it.
Umtiti!
Cool name.
It's a great name if you're looking for milk.
What? All right, yeah, Umtiti.
Umtiti.
Yeah. Umtiti, if he's Indian, like Hare Krishna kind of. Umtiti. Yeah.
Yeah, he had a great game. I'll tell you who really played well for me, Sagna.
He's been good the whole tournament, yeah. to be honest. I mean, he's really come up here, showed that he's got experience and using it well in a big tournament. I think that is something you forget sometimes, that these players that maybe don't have 36, 38 games good of in the Premier League,
yeah.
They
but
know...
But doesn't get played that much as
no,
well.
No, that as well, so they're a bit fresh, but then also they have experience of how to probably adapt their body over that short amount of space,
himself,
days of
yep.
games.
Yeah.
So because when you see big tournaments, sometimes you see Champions League, so you see, oh, the team can't play 4 days later.
Yeah,
when
yeah.
a European Championship or World Cup, then they never seem to bother the teams.
Yeah.
They seem to be in top shape. I mean, they peak their form like that. So I think maybe that kind of experience helps them a lot, that he knows how to prepare himself for a tournament better than maybe a young
and
guy.
Giroud looked like a turtle.
He was a bit slow yesterday, wasn't
yeah.
he?
Yeah.
He had a cup, but, you know, he's not quick.
No, but just that one where he got put through. And,
yeah.
And it was a great tackle, actually.
It was.
But,
it was heavy as he came back, but... Yeah.
But what about Germany? What went wrong?
I think...
They missed the number 9, didn't they?
They missed definitely a number... I mean, the thing is, you can talk all along that, you know, Gomez is not a great player, but that was the only pure number 9 they had in the squad. Müller can play that role if he's in top form. You
yeah.
know, if he's in top form, he can be a handful, but... It's not after this game because he had another dreadful game. He's had a dreadful tournament.
Yeah, yeah.
He's been completely out of shape, and that's not only for not scoring. With his movement, he helps a little bit opening up, but you didn't see that from him today. Every ball goes in the box, he loses it. Every shot he has a goal is shit. He takes a stupid decision of shot. He had a shot like 25 meters outside to the right. You're not gonna score from there, even if you take the greatest shot of the year. Of your career, he'll probably still end up saving it. He still needs a blunder. So why
yeah.
shoot from there? It's just either you have abundance of confidence or you have no confidence to take that shot. Like Luis Suarez did that a couple of years ago at Liverpool. He could take a shot from 35 yards.
Yeah.
And he went in because he was just so confident in such form that he could do that. Müller, no way.
Yeah.
So I think that affected him a lot. But then I think Hummels missing in the back
yeah,
in the
yeah.
back line really hurt them because they didn't have any way to play up the ball. Which Hummels
do you
takes
think they fucked the tournament up a bit with the yellow cards because
a
know,
little bit, but then I think it was
Hummels, Ramsey, you know, big players.
Yeah, I would prefer that you can't get suspended for yellow cards at all, except for the group stage. I mean, if you get 2 yellow cards or 2 first games, you're off for the third group stage, and then there's no more suspensions.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, you can get a yellow card every round. There's just no more suspensions. I think that'll be way
maybe
better.
3 yellows.
Okay, 3, but then you miss the final. Then that discussion is going to come. Are you really going to miss the final? So just forget about it. I mean, red card, you're suspended, all right?
Yeah.
Red card, you're suspended 1 game. if it's not ferocious, you know, some bad, that you hit somebody in the face, something. But even a straight red should be a one-game suspension in short tournaments. I mean, that's just it. You have a straight red card, you suspend it for the next game. Not fucking two games or stuff like that. I forget it. It's just...
They looked good, Germany, but then they lacked ideas. And we'll go to this Welsh game. I think it was a game too far for Wales.
Yeah, and without Ramsey...
You know that whole thing of brilliant performance followed by the great pitcher trademark?
But if they had Ramsey and Davis, I still believe that would have been a much tougher game for Portugal. They really missed... I mean, Andy King did decent coming in, but that extra thing that Ramsey would have added, he didn't have
the carrying of the ball, and the link-up play with Bale, actually, is really important. Yeah.
And Bale almost played two positions that game. He tried to play Ramsey and his own position, And he was very active, but it was difficult because Portugal was a better team. Especially calling on the ball, it was a big difference. And what a great leap from Ronaldo. I mean, I think they were a better team that way. They never really looked like they were in danger because Wales didn't have that cutting edge.
They actually played quite deep, Portugal. They actually brought them on a little bit.
Yeah, but it was a good tactic.
Yeah, it was a great tactic because Wales are so much better playing
a breaking.
Playing when a team's pushing on.
Of course,
you know.
I think Portugal has done that. They're not afraid of playing defensively against team that people think they should be superior to. They know what their deficiencies are and what their strength is. And their strength is that they got Cristiano Ronaldo, who needs space. They don't have the intricate kind of play like Spain to push teams that way.
Yeah.
But then Renato Sanchez is there now, who's having a great tournament. So, you know, the final is open, but I would hold France as major favourites.
Yeah, but you never know.
You never know, of course. I'm just saying.
One game, you know.
You jump one game. You can get a red card after 1 minute and the game changes.
And Ronaldo hasn't really fired.
No, but he's scored some really important goals.
Yeah.
Hungary 2 goals, and then yesterday, you have to say that was the thing that was what needed from that game. Somebody, okay, they missed the marking, but what a header. I mean, he's just a complete player. People always forget how good he is in the air until you have a major tournament.
Yeah,
because then you see it in big games and you highlight, wow, he scored. But otherwise, he does that the whole season.
Well, they put that guy Chester on him. And it's like Coleman said, like, he jumped, but Ronaldo just jumped higher.
Yeah, but he jumps higher than everybody in the world. I mean,
everybody in the world?
I mean, footballers.
What about Shaolin monks?
I was thinking I'd say a high jumper. What would you say? Like a high jumper jumps for sure higher. He's world champion, you know.
Yeah, but they jump backwards.
Well, they still jump higher forwards. That's all
they do.
Can't. They jump.
No, they can't.
You don't think they can jump standing still higher than...
Yeah, they have to go backwards.
They don't have to go back.
They do the Frosby flop.
But you know, they probably have spring in their legs. They can fucking jump normally as well.
Spring in their legs and what? Summer in their penis and winter in their nipples.
Summer in the penis?
I don't know. You're talking about...
What are we talking
seasons,
about?
Seasons. Four seasons in his... But
we
why?
Had joy, we had fun, we had... That is 4 seconds the listeners will never get back. Maasai, they jump. They probably jump higher. They jump
over. I'd say a basketball probably jumps better.
Yeah, okay, football. But I don't think there's many... do you remember any more short players that really were great in the air? I have two on that.
David Speedy from Liverpool.
Okay, I have no idea.
No, he's useless.
Okay, I'll say it and then you'll say, yeah, that's right. Roberto Ayala, centre half for Argentina. He wasn't that tall. He was just a bit tall. No, he was famous for he was good in the air.
Stop picking your nose.
I'm not picking. I'm trying to get a hair out. Yeah. He was my height. He was 174, 75, I think. But he was great in the air. He has such a
leap. You look very well groomed today.
Well, thank you.
Why is that?
Why are you looking at my penis?
No, but why is that?
No, I do this now and again. Maybe I got it right this today. I usually just use a razor and just draw it and just cut a little.
Draw it?
You know.
Okay. You just look groomed. Your hair's back.
All right. But
you've got a bit of sun.
Actually, talk about groomed. We've got to mention that.
The eyebrows.
Yeah. You shaved your eyebrows?
I didn't shave them.
Who shaved them?
Hairdresser just went straight across them.
It's just unbelievable.
Fucking idiot.
But it looks, if you don't know you, it probably looks good. But for me, it doesn't look good.
I can't be surprised at anything. I can't be shocked. I can't frown when you get nude.
And
there's like half.
I think I'm going to like put makeup thing on them.
Oh, you fucking hate. You fucking not. If you do that, that'll be the best day of my life.
So who are we picking then? Who are we picking for the final?
I think France.
France.
Home soil. I think that will...
Nicholas Fernström, he's holding it in the sweepstake. Have a look if Seizures, that's a... Seizure organised to record. And then said he was busy all afternoon.
Yeah.
But apparently he's out at Vinny's mowing the lawn. Marlon's thing of winning the football
on Sunday.
Yeah, so we'll have photos and pictures of that, and hopefully he sweats.
Yeah, he's too scared to sweat, I think.
I don't think he does. He's not human, actually.
No, he's a retard. All right.
Looking at some domestic stuff now. The manager of Lazio,
Bielsa.
He's survived for one day and then he's quit.
Yeah, and that's, of course, the famous Argentina manager who did the same thing in Marseille as well.
Marseille, yeah.
One day.
Last season he lasted for one day and then he's very eccentric. But I didn't realise he was the...
No, he's the one who actually groomed Pochettino, for instance, when he back in Argentina.
Taught him, didn't he?
And he's the one who also took Chile and started this high-energy play that they
okay.
had. And he used to say, he said this, that if football was played by robots, I would always win. And he had this really, really strict, like, physical regime, you know, high tempo. Just when Chile started to play like that, it was Bielsa that started them, you know. And they've held that for quite a while. Now you see Atletico, Klopp, Poch, of course. Who
Huddersfield Town.
Yeah, Huddersfield, actually, as well. I love it. I like it.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
So Bielsa is, I like him because he kind of restarted this high pressing system again. That's been around for a lot of years, of course. I mean, even in the 60s, you had in England sometimes teams developed that. But this, the modern way of doing it.
Like Roy Hodgson.
Absolutely not.
There's an interesting stat about Roy Hodgson that England beat all four semi-finalists this season.
And friendlies.
They beat Wales in a competitive match.
Oh, so what?
They're the champions of Europe.
Yeah, the other champions of Europe when it comes to being completely deluded and insane. Hashtag Brexit.
And they're talking talking about a foreign manager, Mancini.
Yeah, a lot of names are coming up now. Mancini sounds...
I think would be a good...
That's decent. He knows English football. He's quite experienced now.
Had a reasonably successful...
Yeah.
You know.
Won the first title for City. I mean, you can't
Won the FA Cup.
Yeah, you can't just walk into that league and win. I mean, Manchester United still had Alex Ferguson when he won the league.
Yeah.
See, how much money you spend, you still got to win it. Reasonable success. He's had good success in Italy over the years. And now he's seasoned, you know. He's been around for almost 10 years now.
Yeah.
So... And he kind of tried to play tactical football more than the England's managers, at least.
Yeah.
So I think that's a decent... And he's kind of one of those managers that English media will see kind of as half an Englishman. because he's been there and won the league and Premier League. I think they accept a manager who's been in England for a while. He knows kind of, they kind of know him media wise and personnel wise. So I think anybody of those, like a Van Gaal, like Mancini, they'll be respected as kind of English managers. But I think they would love to have Wenger.
Yeah, Wenger might. I think he's been asked to kind of, he said he'll help find someone.
So yeah.
I think Wenger would be fantastic.
Wenger would be good, and I think it would be a good situation for him. But he would leave Arsenal high and dry if he left them now, and that will not go well. So he can't do it.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, if this was, but if the discussion coming in
September the 5th, the first game against Slovakia, so it's probably going to be an interim manager, isn't it?
Yeah, but if there's interim manager, that means that Wenger is taking over after the year. I mean, they wouldn't have an interim manager for a year just hoping Wenger will sign. I don't think they can wait.
Yeah,
I mean, he's not God. They'd rather just take somebody now then. And I think there's enough managers who still fancy that job. Who would you like as an Englishman? What would you like to make you be happy to watch England again?
They've already been taken. It would be someone like Klopp or
Guardiola. Okay, now of the choices that is semi-realistic. I mean, even the ones that have job, but take away Mourinho, Ancelotti, and these fellas, Klopp, especially the ones with new jobs.
I mean, I like Bilic.
Yeah,
I think Bilic, but he won't. I mean, I just don't think anybody on the Premiership will leave the Premiership to manage.
It's weird.
Pardew probably bite somebody's penis off for the job.
Or Allardyce as well.
Yeah.
I think both of them will jump on the opportunity to take the England job. But that will be if they go domestic. If they don't go domestic, I think Bilic is a good choice, man. I think that is a good choice.
Bilic would be great. He's had international experience. He did well with Croatia.
He did well with Croatia, and he did well with grooming a lot of players into that team as well.
Yeah.
Luka Modric, for instance. So I think that, Bilic definitely. I think that would be a great choice. So Messi got jail sentence, but not going to jail.
21 months. Yeah. It's always ridiculous, those sentences, you know.
Yeah, I don't really get it. But okay, but he's going to appeal.
Argentinian president said that he expects Messi to play for his country again.
I'm not too sure about that.
So
we'll see what happens here. Does that matter? Anything? Do anybody has to care about that in the football world?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's kind of strange. It's been Mascherano.
Yeah.
Neymar apparently is involved as well. Messi.
Yeah.
You know, it's always weird kind of Spanish kind of tax system.
Yeah, you mean they're all three players are Barcelona?
Yeah.
Do you think anything dodgy there, you mean? Or is there three individuals who try to skip some money?
No, it's got to be something to do with the club, surely.
Well, it's their private.
Why are you holding back? Are we being filmed by the FBI or something?
No, I'm thinking. I think it's the private.
It's just
tax,
really. It's very
tax,
weird,
what
though.
The fuck, yeah, but what the fuck? And Barcelona has got to do with their own taxes, you know?
Yeah, they probably have some payment or like, I will give you this.
I think they probably either mistake, or they just thought, this is the easy way to earn a couple of more million.
But it's always.
Are you gonna
Barcelona?
Say okay, I thought you were going to say Latin American players.
Wow.
Brazilian, Argentinian.
Yeah.
Argentinian. Yeah, right. You said it. Al Pitcher said it. He hates South America for the corruption. Stop the corruption.
Victor Valdez has gone to Middlesbrough.
Yeah, I like that.
So he's gone from Xavi, Iniesta, Messi to Nugent, Ledbetter, and Downing.
Middlesbrough also signed another player.
They're after Van Persie.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think they've got him quite yet.
No, but that'd be interesting as well. It'd be fun. That'll be two good signings for the Premier League, I'd say. Van Persie back in a small club.
Valdez has got a lot to prove as well.
Oh, he's got a lot to prove. Since he decided to step down from the top at Barcelona, he could have probably stayed there and still be number one. I mean, because he's standing in the club, they probably still would have kept him number one.
Yeah.
When he left, that's when they bought the keepers. So he decided to go and find his luck somewhere else, and it ended this way.
Yeah.
It's just, I mean, he's lost 2.5 years of his career.
Yeah, yeah.
Basically, it's just down the drain, which I find quite disturbing, to be honest.
Strengthening, aren't they, United, though?
Oh, he's strengthening well. Mourinho, I think he's so good at that bastard. He's just so good at it. He comes in and just sees, okay, we got 28 players. We're going to have 25. So we're going to trim it by four players. I want these two to change and that. And then he always gets... He's good at that.
Yeah,
very pragmatic. He doesn't have this, oh, but he's a good player. I'm not going to sell him.
Yeah.
Oh, he's decent. We don't need anyone better. Nah. He's very much assured he wants two players in each position and they need to be both very good and no third options. We're going to loan them out or sell them. That's just the way he goes. And I think that's very good, especially when you only can register 25 players over 21 years old. That's why he doesn't have so many young players in the...
But he had that list, didn't he, in the press conference. Had 49 names.
Yeah, it was like three of them who was decent.
Yeah.
What about... And they're all Real Madrid.
How's Tottenham looking? Not really...
Still just bought Wanyama. Janssen is supposed to... he came over for training and agreed personal deals. And he said it's his dream move. He's going to say no to... PSG was after him as well. He said, now we're going to Tottenham. But then they couldn't agreement with the club. So yeah. They rejected the bid. And apparently a lot of host of clubs bid £15 million for him, pounds. But they said no and nobody's come back for hire.
Okay.
So he's kind of in a limbo. He goes out and says that they're crushing his dream move.
Yeah.
But the board says that, well... No, they haven't come with the second bid. So he's still hanging there. We need a striker for sure. Bought a midfielder, what we needed.
You got a set-piece taker, though, in Harry Kane, so...
Well, we have Christian Eriksen, Lamela, so... Kane is not even going to come close to those.
How about and this, Dyer. Then? So we're picking France. Could be a cagey final, you know? Portugal seem to be able to take it to extra time, you know? How about this? Wales are having like an open bus tour around Cardiff.
Yeah, completely correct.
Not correct.
Why?
Just a semi-final.
Ah, no. I think it's definitely for sure.
Ah, no, not open bus.
No, maybe not open bus.
Maybe just like what Iceland did with the, you know, that.
Yeah, Sweden did that as well, 94, actually. We didn't have an open bus. They came and stood on stage and we sang that song with the artists together with them.
Yeah.
And changed the lyric from Gräva guld i USA, which is digging gold i USA, to digging bronze in the USA. Which is weird because bronze is a mixture of two metals, tin and copper, so you can't really dig for bronze.
That's the third time you've mentioned that little fact.
Yeah.
That no one really gives a fuck about.
I think it's really important. That's where we went from the Iron Age to the Bronze Age.
Okay.
It's huge in human civilization.
Okay, thank you.
If that wouldn't happen, it would have taken longer for stuff to occur. We would still maybe be in cottages and horses.
We still are.
Eating
each other.
We've
still got cottages and horses.
Yeah, we wouldn't have cars, planes, and wars.
Cars, planes, and wars.
We would have wars, but not this efficient with like atom bomb.
Yeah.
You know, grave wars.
Yeah, but atom bomb hasn't been used since Hiroshima.
Yeah, but it's there. They're there.
Yeah.
That makes every war...
nothing.
That makes every war a bit scary because, you know, if you're in the end, if somebody has an atomic bomb, you're always like, we can't really beat him, can we? Because we can have him in the fucking hole.
Yeah.
And just as...
Is this a reference to Saddam Hussein or...?
No, because he didn't have an atomic bomb. He had biological weapon, which he didn't. So,
yeah.
So that's fun. It's a good. It's like FIFA all over that. I think FIFA initiated the attack on Iraq.
Sepp Blatter
wanted the oil for the deals, for the, you know, it's all connected.
Yeah.
He wanted America to get the oil so they could, in their case, give
this
the money to Blatter.
Huge accusation, one which I won't stand by because it could be the.
And then
imagine
they
if
gave,
FIFA sue you.
They gave the oil to
if
Qatar.
If Blatter took you to court, I would fucking laugh.
Again, Qatar.
Yeah.
Also connected to that with the oil, and they got the. It's clear as day. Why is not anybody seeing this? I mean, do you need my truth goggles on? Because they're invisible, but they're highly efficient. So you had actually a company gig this morning.
Yeah, at 10 a.m. on a boat.
And then you rode a taxi for 1,500.
Yeah, I think the company hopefully will pay for that.
That's like an airplane ticket.
Yeah, I thought it would be some kind of fixed price. But the guy on the way there this morning...
He must have been so happy.
Oh, he was loving it. Head windows down. on the way there, my taxi driver... Not my one.
My taxi driver? Where the fuck are you?
He was falling asleep.
No way. No way. Driving?
Yeah, and I could see his eyes in the thing, so I kept on going.
Did you tell him that he's falling asleep?
No, I was like, you all right, mate? And he's like, yeah.
fuck, yeah. That's a bit scary.
Yeah, it was scary. And when we're on
you take it quite cool because
the freeway.
I thought you were going to freak out and like jump out of the car or something.
Oh yeah, I did that. Yeah.
Alright, right, right,
yeah,
okay.
I did the whole jump
and then
out.
You felt sorry to Iran.
Iran, I didn't go to Iran. You said Iraq, man. Why did I run?
It's decent.
Have you got any gigs coming up?
Not this month, really. I just did the studio for the football yesterday.
I'm in Gothenburg with Was Kuster Effekten.
Oh, well, good for you then.
And that's on July the 9th.
No, I'm doing August or September.
Okay, well, that's months away.
That was actually 2 weeks ago.
And then, so we'll review the final. Let's hope it's a great final. The tournament hasn't quite kicked off for me.
Really?
No.
All right. It's the final. You think it hasn't kicked off?
It's got a lot to live up to. Although I said on Facebook that Germany would beat France 7-1.
And some people reacted.
Yeah, I basically should have just put a dick pic up there, the amount of abuse I got. So it's only a joke, folks.
Yeah.
Only a joke.
We talked about Mourinho. They bought Mkhitaryan, by the way.
Yeah.
And Klopp signed a new 6-year contract.
6 years.
Also connected, I think. It's a
6 years is quite bizarre, though. It's a bit like Pardew, wasn't he on like 7-year contract?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know,
but you know, well, it just doesn't mean that much, does it? Well, it kind of means that he can't get sacked because if he'll get sacked, he'll get a lot of cash.
People will love him, though.
Yeah, so. I think why would they sack him? I think Liverpool knows that they're probably not that many higher profile managers out there that will suit their club, and they badly needed a manager that people will like because. The only reason they have, because they had a lot of bad publicity over the years, it's just that they've been so good at the deludedness that it actually has affected other people.
I saw it was basically aimed at Liverpool fans, this article. And then underneath they did one of those polls, who will finish higher. It was Man City, Man United, Everton, Liverpool. Liverpool, 72% said Liverpool will finish the highest out of those four teams. That's the deludedness.
Yeah.
You know.
Because I don't think those kind of polls, I wouldn't put, because I'm a Spurs fan, I would just wouldn't press, but I would press whatever I think would happen. I mean,
would you?
Yeah, last season, if you go two seasons back, we would have finished fourth.
Where did you finish last season? Third, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if somebody asked me last season.
I thought you were going to finish second, didn't you?
I thought we were going to finish fifth. From the start of the season. So if somebody asked me, I would say fifth. I wouldn't have pushed them first. But they're deluded.
Yeah.
And very deluded. So I think after the Suarez thing, I mean, even the owners before that, and then Brendan Rodgers, and, you know, the weird decisions they made with all of that shit, I think they needed a Klopp, and they can't get any better. I mean, imagine if they got like a Mourinho.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
More. They would be the new Chelsea then. I mean.
Yeah. No, I think it's good. So we'll be back on Monday with a review of the final. Enjoy the final. It depends if you want to see a smug person, Ronaldo, or a little smug nation in France. My feelings are a little bit more political. I think France have had a really tough, shitty, crappy year as a nation. And I think it would be good for the people of that land to get victory. Hallelujah, praise it to everybody, and thank you very much. I've been Reverend Pitcher.
Wow. Goodbye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.